Do we have free will? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Yanmi Zhang, postdoctoral fellow at the University of Florida, examines the belief in this idea.
Empirical science has contributed substantially to the timeless question of free will. In light of developments in neuroscience, genetic science, information science, and behavioral science, we investigated how lay people react to these potential challenges to free will. Our investigation revealed that belief in free will is pervasive and resilient. Participants in our studies held tightly to their faith in personal discretion, even when behavior was characterized as deterministically shaped. They claimed to have more control over their behavior than someone who overlapped with them completely in terms of genetic makeup, personal history, and current environment. Respondents also believed in the ability to overcome risk factors that were said to fully determine the behavior of the rest of the population. And they were unwilling to concede their autonomy even when their choices were said to be perfectly predictable on the basis of impersonal cues. We also found that people seemed more willing to acknowledge limits to autonomy when a physical constraint was implied. The special status of physical causation raises many interesting questions, such as whether responsibility can be deflected by the argument that my brain made me do it. Our most recent research suggests that people reinstate their faith in personal discretion if deliberation accompanies physical causation. Perhaps the most intriguing is that people appear to believe that their more righteous non-physical mind can save them from sins that are impelled by their physical brain. Thus, despite the empirical developments that motivated our research, lay belief in a mind-body distinction shows little sign of abating. Finally, our findings reinforce the wisdom of libertarian paternalism as a basis for public policy, because a population that pervasively believes in free will is likely to rebel against policies that threaten the perception of abundant, free, and transparent choice.
That was Yanmi Zhang of the University of Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.